of failed submunitions, which result in the vast majority of casualties occurring after use, has been consistent over decades. According to leading experts, their failure rates are typically higher than manufacturers claim and can range from 5 to 40%, depending on the type and context of use. As submunitions can be distributed by the tens of thousands in a few hours and millions in a few days, the levels of contamination are often astounding and highly lethal for civilians. Most cluster munition stockpiles today consist of aging submunitions, often dating back decades to the Cold War period, which can further increase their failure rates. State parties today stand at a crossroads. Never before has a state withdrawn from a global IHL treaty prohibiting an entire category of weapons. Together with the 1949 Geneva Conventions and their additional protocols of 1977, these are the ramparts that humanity has built up over generations to protect itself from the brutalities of war and some of the most horrific weapons ever invented. They were rooted not in idealism, but in the grim realities of armed conflict, and yet they successfully balanced military needs with the necessities of humanity. It is up to you, the state's parties, and the broader convention community this week to defend and promote the norms of this convention. You can do this by sparing no effort to prevent any withdrawal from the convention and responding strongly to any step in such a highly regrettable direction, by reaffirming the value of its norms, particularly in times of tension, and by committing collectively to do far more to condemn any use of cluster munitions by anyone under any circumstances, and to promote adherence to the treaty by non-party states. The stakes of what is decided here this week are high, for this convention, for the fabric of international humanitarian law, and for our future shared humanity. I thank you for your attention.